Hey guys, this is Shauna Leigh from Selling the Hawaiian Way. Today we're talking about confidence because the reality is that when you are selling, you absolutely need to be confident in yourself in order to sell. So one of my agents had asked me, what should I do if I don't have a track record of sales and I somehow need to be confident? And very common question, very legitimate question too. I, however, turned the question to them and asked them, are you confident in your ability to always do what's best for the client? They replied, yes. I said, okay. Are you confident in your ability to always be able to figure it out, no matter what? They answered, yes. I said, if we were to fast forward time 3 to 5 years, do you think you'd be confident? They said, yes. I said, why? They said, well, because by that time I have experience. I said, okay, well, what about when you're 10 years in the business? I said, oh, absolutely. Okay, why? Well, because I've been in the business for 10 years, I definitely know what I'm doing by then. I said, okay, yeah, that's 100% right. I said, would you compare yourself to somebody who has been in the business for 15 or 20 years? They said, yes. And I said, why? And they said, well, because I haven't been in the business for 15 or 20 years. I said, yes, you haven't, but you're also confident in your own abilities for the track record that you do have, right? And they said, yeah. And I said, if you constantly focus on what you don't have and what you are competing against, you're never going to be able to appreciate all of the things that truly make you special. You know, when I was on the number one team in New York City, it baffled me why everybody didn't always want to work with the number one team. How in the world could you not? But the reality behind it is that not everybody wants to work with the best people, or not everybody always connects with the best people. And so even as a new agent, or even an agent with mid experience, you still have an opportunity to get business and to get people's trust and gain their trust, because people need to like you. They need to like you. They need to know that no matter what, you're always working in their best interest. That no matter what, you'll always figure it out and they're going to be in good hands. And a lot of that is going to stem that the confidence that you have, forget in the experience, it's a confidence that you have in yourself and your abilities in order to do the job to the best that you can. That's what it boils down to. So think about a time where you needed to have the confidence, but you didn't necessarily have the experience. Never forget that everybody starts someplace. Everybody started from the bottom, usually. And there was a point in time where even the most experienced people, no matter what industry, no matter what sport, were inexperienced. And it's only a matter of time until you get there. But that core belief and confidence in yourself to know that no matter what, I'm going to figure it out. No matter what, I'm going to do what's in the best of my client's interest. I'm going to try as hard as I can. I'm going to be focused. I'm going to be disciplined. I'm going to outwork everybody. Everything that I don't know, I'm going to try as much as possible to learn. I'm going to be resourceful. Now, mind you, it's not necessarily about being the smartest person in the room as opposed to being the most resourceful person in the room. How resourceful are you going to be? Do you have the support that you need? One of the aspects in our brokerage that makes our brokerage very unique is that I am a mentor for a lot of my agents. I don't call myself a manager because I don't like to manage people. I also don't call myself a babysitter either because I don't like to babysit people. My job is to help to extract people's greatness and help them to see their greatness within themselves. It's definitely not no Tony Robbins, because I am not dragging you out of bed in the morning, but I will help you to believe in yourself and ask you questions that makes you think about relative experiences that you've had in order to make you feel confident, right? Because at the end of the day, guys, confidence is just a feeling. Today you feel confident, tomorrow you don't really feel so confident, maybe the next day you feel confident. Confidence, happiness, sadness, these are all emotions that you feel, and you can only feel one at a time. So if you're ever in a position where you're not really feeling so confident, what do you think that you need to do outside of the experience that you will normally get by putting yourself out there into uncomfortable situations in order to feel confident? Does it mean that you need to study the market a little bit more? Does it mean that you need to study an area, a particular neighborhood that you're farming a lot more? Do you need to study what active listings are currently on the market? What has been previously sold? Who architects are? What are the type of information that your clients or potential clients want to know about what's happening in the market? Are you studying the market? Are you being comfortable and regurgitating that material and talking to people about it? If you're not confident in talking to people, how are you extending yourself so that you can be more confident in your abilities? Are you going out there and putting yourself into uncomfortable situations, talking to people randomly? And I'm not even talking about real estate. I'm talking about you're out at a bar, out at a restaurant. Maybe somebody next to you is ordering a really good dish. You're not really comfortable talking to people. Ask that person, hey, what'd you get? That looks really good, right? And by doing something as simple as that, giving yourself little exercises to put yourself in uncomfortable position so that you can slowly build your confidence, that's what you should be doing. And now I give you all of these examples because everybody is going to need something different in order to activate that feeling. Whether it's pulling past experiences of a time where they weren't confident and then, you know, they studied really hard and then they ended up passing their exam and then they did it and then they proved to themselves that they're capable of doing something they thought that they wouldn't do. Or people getting over their fears of something. Oh, you know, I'm really fearful of public speaking and I was so nervous and I wasn't really sure whether or not I was going to be able to do a good job, but you know, I went out there, I did it anyways, and now I have confidence in myself because I put myself in that uncomfortable position. If you're sitting there and you're saying, well, you know, Shauna, I really don't like putting myself in uncomfortable positions, and but I want to do real estate, but I'm not really confident about it, and I'm not really too enthused about putting myself in that situation, but I also don't know how to build my confidence. Unfortunately, what I'm going to tell you is you're not going to like it. You got to do it. This is where fear and motivation, or rather drive, hunger. How hungry are you? I asked one of my other agents. We were talking about, you know, why they need to go out and talk to people and talking to for sale by owners and things like that. I asked them, I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you think that your drive level is right now? Your hunger for business and your hunger to be successful. And I said, I think 6. And I said, with all due respect, I think it's more like a 3. And they were like, yeah, I think you're probably right. And I said, in order for you to get to where you want to go, that needs to be up at a 10 to 15. That means you need to want this so bad that it overrides your fear. Because, for instance, in New York City, as everybody knows, we have over 60,000 brokers in New York City. How badly do you want it? How badly are you willing to put yourself out there? Because the people who want it really bad, which is a lot of people at the top, and the people that are trying to climb to get to the top, are also pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing themselves to the most that they can possibly push, no matter how uncomfortable it is, because their why and their drive and their want is just that much bigger. So the point is that you cannot let your fear hold you back. Because once the fear holds you back, there is no way that you are building confidence. You need to understand, okay, where does this fear come from? This fear comes from because of the fact that I've never done this before, because of the fact that I don't have experience yet. Keyword is I don't have experience yet. But the more times you put yourself out there, the more times you continually do it and do it and do it again and do it again and do it again, you're going to realize that this feeling of fearfulness is going to start to dissipate as you continue to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. So confidence, guys, remember that confidence is a feeling. And it's a feeling that you get by continually putting yourself in uncomfortable positions and realizing, hey, I'm okay. Maybe I bombed. Maybe that conversation didn't go as great as I had hoped. But guess what? It happens to everybody at every single time, at any point in time, throughout their entire career. And it's not something that you sit there and cry over. You don't go, oh my God, that was like the worst thing ever. I totally suck and I'm not good at this. No, no, no. You save the criticism for never, right? You only criticize yourself if you can be better, because there's always room for improvement. But you never look at things. I never look at things, or I never tell my agents, there's only successes. There is no such thing as only a success story. Within an entrepreneur journey, there are many pitfalls that you have. I call them learning lessons. Because in order for you to learn, you need to fail. There is no other way. It's either you're learning from somebody else and you're gonna try it out, but you can't think that you're gonna bat 100%, because even the best of the best of the best don't bat 100%, right? So don't try and like think of yourself, you know, like you're absolutely flawless, because flawless in the entrepreneur world just doesn't exist. It's about growth. It's about embracing mistakes. It's about learning from your mistakes. How can you make less mistakes and continue to move forward, or make a mistake once, maybe twice, and try to always move things forward and embrace them, and don't be too critical on yourself. Don't give yourself negative self-talk, because that doesn't help to propel anybody forward. I've never heard anybody that was successful and was like, all I do is tell myself how terrible I am. All I do is tell myself that I didn't do a good enough of job, right? It's not about that. It's about how can you learn from the mistakes that you've made so that you can move forward, so that you can be better, so that you can have the confidence that you need in order to continually put yourself in uncomfortable situations, so that those situations are no longer uncomfortable. And you're like, you know what? I'm owning this now. I feel great about this. This is something that I've overcome in the past. And now I feel confident in myself, in my abilities, in everything that I bring to the table. And even if you get rejected, as we all do at any point in time, it's okay. Because you got to understand what is part of the nature of this business. There are times where it's going to work out, and there's times where it's not going to work out. There's times that, you know, you're really going to want something and you're going to get it. And there's times that you're really going to want something and you're not going to get it. Or maybe you disappointed somebody, or maybe you felt like you disappointed yourself. If you're gonna hang out in that area of disappointment for too long, it's not gonna help to grow your business. It's not gonna help to boost your self-esteem, and it's not gonna help to propel you forward. What you need is, you need to be able to look at situations, think like, you know what? Maybe I didn't do my best, but next time I'm gonna do better. And next time I'm gonna be committed to doing better. And that's what I'm gonna focus on. But if you focus on fear, you will be fearful, and the fear will hold you back from being confident and from going out there and being able to execute and be a great agent And that's not what you want. You need to have positive self-talk. Dig back into your experiences. Take a look at what's there that was a success for you. Ask yourself, what was an experience that I had in the past where I was fearful and I wasn't confident, but I was able to build my confidence and I was able to overcome that. And if I can do that for that, I can do that for now. I can do that for this business. And yes, I may not have the experience that I need or as much experience as I need in order to be confident, but I have a mentor that is behind me that will help me and they will help me to figure it out. And I'm confident in them. Therefore, I am confident. Whatever you need to dig into in order to generate that feeling, that is what you need. And that is the advice that I gave my agent. And after that, they were like, oh, this is a brand new perspective for me. I feel much better. Thank you so much. And you know what? At the end of the day, that's a part of my job. Mentoring my agents and helping to be a resource to you. So guys, thank you so much for always listening to my podcasts. Just as you know, I have more information on my TikTok, but my podcast is going to be the one that is the most detailed, where I am here to help you guys to succeed in this business, especially for those of you that feel alone and you feel like you don't have a mentor. I'm here to help you. So I hope that you found this to be very resourceful. And as always, until next time, mahalo.